The Bishop of Christchurch, the Catholic Bishop, is backing his decision to demolish the city's Blessed Sacrament Cathedral. Christchurch's Catholic Cathedral, not to be mistaken for the famous Anglican Cathedral in Cathedral Square, was set to be restored after the earthquakes, but the city's new bishop, Paul Martin, is keen to see a new cathedral in a prime central city location. But as Alicia Foon reports, there's been a mixed reaction to his decision.
This is a significant and sad moment for us as Catholic people and for many people in Christchurch for whom this was a really beautiful building, and I want to acknowledge that and say my hope is that when we build something new, we'll build something that is beautiful and speaks of God and the things that we want a church and a cathedral to be.
Built in 1905, the headquarters of the Catholic Church in the city was damaged in the 2011 earthquakes and has sat in a state of disrepair for 8 years. Known by historic architects as one of the most beautiful cathedrals in the Southern Hemisphere, what's left sits in ruins on the eastern outskirts of the city. It's held up by Roman pillars with two concrete angels perched up high and the mosaic face of Jesus on the window of the entrance door. It was set to be repaired, but Bishop Paul Martin says if it's too expensive to build a new cathedral on the same site, a central city location was an exciting possibility.
Victoria Square is a site we're really interested in. It would be right in the heart of the city and all the things that we'd like to do, so that's certainly, but we haven't secured all of that.
The diocese has been given authority over the decision because the building failed to pass a 12-point test set by the now disestablished Canterbury Earthquake Recovery Authority.
We did a functionality and viability test and we followed through all of those things that were asked of us. We have spent a lot of time and money on following that process through with. And so what we've done now is say, look, we're moving on to the next step of this now.
Mr. Martin says it would cost $149 million to restore the 113-year-old building, which he thought was too costly. But architectural historian Dr. Anna Crichton of Historic Places Aotearoa says it's a frustrating outcome.
My personal reaction is shock. It needn't happen. Anything can be restored if there's a will to have it restored. And the previous bishop, he was going to have it restored, but unfortunately he passed away and the new bishop has decided that it will be demolished.
Similar disappointment was echoed today from people passing the cathedral.
Well, I used to live here many years ago, so I remember actually coming to church, and I think it's very sad.
Definitely really sad. There's a huge amount of history that's in that building.
Meanwhile, Christchurch City Councillor Dion Swiggs says although it's tragic, he's pleased a decision has finally been made. And as for the Anglican Christchurch Cathedral, which is possibly the city's most well-known church, Mr. Swiggs says work to restore it to its former glory is underway.
Well, the grounds have been cleaned, which is a real good start, because they were looking terrible for far too long. They're starting to prune the trees, drilling holes this month into the ground to understand the ground conditions around the cathedral so that they can then start doing the detailed engineering stuff so that they can really begin the actual physical works. And I'm really hoping that early next year we'll start seeing some work in that space.
Mr. Martin says it could take up to 4 years for the demolition process to be completed. For Checkpoint, ko Alicia Foon, tēnei.